So today we're going to be interviewing Miriam Borg, CEO and founder of Create Australia and mastermind behind the Refund Consulting Program. We're going to be looking at basically entrepreneurialism in general, but also sort of exploring what it takes to be an entrepreneur beyond business itself. So Miriam, when you first got started in business, obviously it's hard, you know, initially. So why would you get started and how, basically, where did you go from there?
Hi. Well, you know, that's a really interesting question. It is hard, and I think it's not a journey for the faint-hearted, really. But having said that, I think most people that get into business for themselves have a lot of motivation, and that could differ from person to person. You know, it's not a one fit for everybody. It's not the one reason for everybody. But for me, it was very much driven by my need for freedom. And I think what you will find is that a lot of entrepreneurs have a deep, deep, deep-seated need for freedom.
I agree. So how did you discover this opportunity, Refund Consulting?
It's quite by accident, or you could say, you know, it was part of, I guess, a search. So I started out really wanting out of being a 9-to-5, or in my instance, it was really 7-to-7, okay, working a job and just barely surviving. So really wanted out of that whole scene where I was just constantly working, tired, commuting, you know, having to be in an office with a whole heap of strangers for 8 hours a day, that, you know, just to earn a living. And it wasn't appealing to me anymore. And I kept on asking questions, you know, what the heck am I doing? You know, I'm barely surviving. I'm barely paying the bills. I'm always stressed out financially. And yet I'm supposedly working in this fantastic little job in this city, you know.
So you're an employee.
I was an employee. Yeah. And, you know, I was working, I was a professional, I was in, you know, Sydney City, I looked the part. So I guess it's a journey that a lot of people are going through as employees, you know, and it sounds fantastic, but when you break it down to their experience, it's very stressful because they're waking up early, they're, you know, going on those trains, you know, which are often, you know, crowded and, you know, just like, it's a struggle. There's a struggle involved that's very unappealing. And, you know, to start off with, that wasn't the case. So I think to get to entrepreneurship, to get to wanting to be in business for yourself, I think you need to go through an emotional process where you've had enough, or you decide, look, now is the time for me to do something for myself, or to look at, you know, launching my idea. So
it came from within, in a way.
It came from within, and I went looking, and I couldn't find anything. Like, I looked at traditional businesses, I looked at buying a childcare centre as an option, and get into the childcare business.
So you were driven by business, in a way. I looked at business and said, that's for me.
Yeah, I wanted to be self-employed. I wanted to be, you know, running my own show, making my own money, all of that.
100%.
And so I look at different options and nothing actually fitted me. And I think, you know, one of the graces, you know, say, why did I do this, or why did I actually do this particular business? I think it's because I had real clarity about what I wanted and what I didn't want. I didn't know much else, but I knew that.
So you were motivated by, so when you're looking at this in total, were you looking at it like, this is exactly what I'm going to be doing? Did you know the exact direction that you were going to be heading?
No, I just knew what I wanted. I wanted a location-independent business. I wanted to be able to work, you know, at the time I was a young mum and I was about to have another child, and that's when I had a bit of a crisis, an emotional crisis, like, oh my God, I've got a toddler that I'm hardly seeing.
So did you look at a lot of different business models, or did you sort of, like, were you searching, or did you suddenly stumble across this opportunity?
No, I was pregnant, I was having an emotional crisis, and I was desperately looking at options. I was actually going and inspecting businesses that were for sale. I was talking to the banks about getting funding for different businesses. I was you know, reading. I was on the internet looking for business opportunities. I was visiting franchises and listening, going into meetings. I was actively looking at options, and there was none. There was none that that met what I wanted, which is a big list that you know, I thought was never going to be met.
You had a strict criteria.
Yeah.
So how did you find this opportunity specifically?
I knew my criteria, and my criteria was, you know, location independent. I want to be able to work from anywhere. So I want to raise my kids if I wanted to. I wanted to travel if I wanted to. I want to do whatever I damn wanted and still be earning the money while doing that.
Yeah.
Big ask. I wanted to have a very lucrative niche area where I can make a lot of money for a reasonable time. So, you know, I had to work, obviously, honestly and do my bit. I know you have to, you know, do the work and you know, do the sweat equity. Mm. So it wasn't about, you know, a get rich or anything, you know, pie in the sky, dreamy rubbish. It was really about
almost like reasonable in terms of what you expected to get out of the business.
That's right. So I wanted to something that was going to be really rewarding me highly.
Yeah. And sustainable. Okay. Sustainable.
Yeah, for sure. So, and not all businesses are that way inclined at all. You know, there are businesses that you're working really hard for next to nothing just to keep your head above water. And people don't talk about these things in business, mm-hmm. you know, because there's a real front that people don't talk about. Mm-hmm. So I knew what I wanted. You know, I wanted all of that. And I wanted to be able to have options of scaling up, to expand if I wanted to mm-hmm. for the future. I wanted to have a business model or a business that can, you know, work internationally.
Mm.
You know, childcare is not that. Childcare is a local business. So it didn't fit that bill, for example, as an example. So I was looking and thinking about what it is that I really wanted. So I had this like checklist.
Yeah.
And then sitting down and watching TV, this opportunity about it was a show really about these people that were assisting the general public in refunding lost money, and I was watching it, and the penny dropped. It was just one of these aha moments where, like, all my boxes were getting tick, 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 and I was like, this is it.
Yeah.
This is it. And, you know, you hear a lot of that with really successful entrepreneurs, and it's not, you know, I say it's by accident. I say it's, you know, like, I'm so blessed. You hear me say that a lot in my interviews. But the truth is I've gone through a real process of knowing and clarifying what I wanted. And so when the opportunity came or presented itself, you know, it was just a show. Like, you know, everybody else watched it. And yet for me, I took that and turned it into a business.
So then you obviously went and did a lot of research after that. You went and looked at like deeply.
Oh, yeah.
This is what I want. And then...
Yeah.
So you went through that and you decided, okay, this checks the fact that I want to be international. This checks the fact that I want
But very quickly, I watched it and I literally said, this is it.
Yeah.
And then when I went and researched, my smile got wider and wider and wider. So that was my process. It was really simple.
But how did you know it was going to work? Like, did you go and test it? Like, was it fit? Like, you went and made sure it was feasible?
You know, I mean, we've been in business for 18 years, you know, and I meet, you know, business people, and I deal with businesses day in, day out. So, you know, and people are, you know, very different functionality. Some people, you know, think that they can sit there and they do these massive reports and monstrous research. And yet, I actually think, certainly in my experience, some of the most successful entrepreneurs tend to have a knack for it and tend to go with their gut feeling, which is certainly what I did, and have absolute faith in that belief. So, if I'm being honest, I mean, I could bamboozle you with bullshit, but if I'm being really honest, I would have to say that I saw it, it appealed to me, it was like, man, this is what I want. It just sounded so, so right.
It probably sat well with you as well. Obviously, the fact that you're returning lost funds, you know, there's a real sort of, like, I don't know, there's a vision and clarity in that, you know what, like, you're giving money back to people.
Absolutely.
That's gorgeous. Absolutely. That's a win-win.
Yeah.
Like, in a way that's not even, you know, monetarily based. Like, you are,
yeah,
you're giving, absolutely, literally, yeah, for a living.
Yeah. And that was one of the big ticks. One of the things that I really, really wanted within my business, I didn't want to keep on doing, you know, what I was doing as an employee, which I felt was just, you know, doing stuff just to make money, you know, like there was no, I didn't feel like I was doing anything that was greater than myself.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't anything that was greater than myself. There was no cause or there was no purpose. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, in this business, and this is what appealed to me, you know, I was making people happy. You know, I was being, you know, in a way, like, you know, Santa Claus, you know, every day, you know, giving people money and helping people, I guess, you know, through a process that's quite, you know, complex, mm-hmm, the refund process, and simplifying that. And so I was doing something that I felt was of great service, right?
Yeah.
And that means a lot. That resonated with me. And to be able to be paid for that was another big tick. So, yeah. Yeah.
When you got started, were you looking at sort of investors? Was that something that you needed to sort of explore?
Well, that was one of the things that was on my big list. I wanted something that was not going to cost me a lot because I did not have a lot. I was fairly broke. I was really broke. So I was in my late 20s. Yeah. So, you know, just to give you the picture, when I launched in business, I was in my late 20s. I was 29. I had a toddler and I was 8 months pregnant. And I had a mortgage and a car lease and very little savings. So basically it was very much hand to mouth. By the time I paid everything, it was just really struggle street. Yeah. My savings were around $271. I'm very open about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, you know, just under $300 in my bank account.
Wow. So literally, you had, like, baseline. You're working from there.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. And that's when I launched. And, you know,
So what about marketing? How did you do that?
Well, that's the thing. That's why it was aha, because, you know, there is no marketing involved that's right. It's a service. So you're providing a service and there is no marketing. You go and you find a client and you tell them that you're going to be assisting them. And so really there is absolutely no customer acquisition cost. How beautiful is that? I couldn't afford.
So when you were getting started into, like, did you consider the fact that maybe you needed contacts, like, in order to get started?
To be honest, when I very first started, I wasn't very sure about that. And as it turned out, in the refund industry, you actually do not need that.
No networking at all.
There is no networking required. You know, I mean, you need to have guts because, you know, you're launching in business, you're launching in something very new. Absolutely. So, you know, you need to have guts, tenacity, all of that, and desire, I guess, and motivation. But you don't need contacts. You do not need to, you know, have people backing you up. You don't need to know the right people. And that's the beauty of it,
mm-hmm,
you know. I mean, you know, once you figure it out, once you've got, you know, the basis of the system, you can just launch.
So was that beautiful? Was that apprehensive for you, though? Like, did you sort of look at that and go, wow, that's, you know, this is scary. This is scary stuff. Do I jump in? You know, did you take a while to get off the ground? Was it all in or nothing?
I don't know. I think I had, of course I was scared. Yeah. To be honest. It wasn't the most ideal time to launch in business, you know, about to give birth.
Oh my God.
Totally broke. Yeah. and responsible for a little man, you know, for my 4-year-old.
This is entrepreneurism.
Yeah. And I launched, you know, I was like launched and it was like,
And
I did crazy things. I did crazy things. I wanted it and I wanted to be, you know, I guess the end result, which is, you know, to have that flexibility and to be able to work around my family and not to leave my kids at childcare all day. You know, I wanted all of that,
mm-hmm,
and to make, you know, crazy money. I wanted that. I wanted to be wealthy, to be honest.
So you had this goal. This goal in mind. Yeah.
Very, very close to my, like, it was right here. It was just really close to my heart.
Looked you in the face every day. Yeah. That was the.
Yeah. So that drove me, yeah. And I did a lot of things. You know, I sold anything that wasn't, you know, attached in my house. I sold a lot of stuff. I sold jewelry and I bankrolled it. Wow. That's how I started, yeah.
So to you, is that sort of an entrepreneur? Like an entrepreneur is very, you know, they see the opportunity and then they see the way to make it happen.
Yeah. Absolutely, right. Absolutely.
They fill in the blanks themselves. You know, they go, okay, step one, step two, step three.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, well, I agree. Mm-hmm.
You know, and that vision is clearly also what has driven you as well, you know, in a unique sense,
yeah.
In a very unique sort of sense.
Yeah, yeah.
So how would you define an entrepreneur, like, in that way, like you personally?
I actually think entrepreneurs come in all shapes and sizes. So I don't think it's a specific personality type.
Really?
To be honest. No, I don't.
Some people say that, you know, it's an extrovert and that's an entrepreneur and that's who they are. They go out and they...
No, I disagree.
Yeah.
I disagree. Because I've seen some very successful entrepreneurs that are very different to what I would classify as the ultimate entrepreneur.
Mm.
So, you know, I do think, though, that... being able to take risk to a certain degree. Like, I take very calculated risks, right? But you have to be open to risk.
That's right.
Okay, in order to
invest, you know, to work away, you know, and work through researching and ensuring that you're taking a very calculated sort of risk.
That's right. But you have to be open to that. You cannot be completely, you know, in fear and be able to classify as successful entrepreneur. Because, you know, you as an entrepreneur, you know, it's not just about going to success, you know, like going from, you know, being, let's say, an employee to being self-employed to becoming an entrepreneur and growing.
Mm.
You're constantly increasing that risk as you go. It never stops.
Yeah.
People assume that it just stops, but that's not true. You're constantly going into bigger, better growth. Mm. That's really the entrepreneur's journey.
And day-to-day motivation, though, like, how does that work for you? Like, how do you stay motivated going forward? Because you've arrived. You know, you've been doing this for a while. You're doing very, very well in your business. How do you stay motivated? How does that work?
It's all about the why. I think you need to have a why I'm doing this. After that initial, you know, first off, you're really hungry,
yeah.
Right? And a lot of entrepreneurs are just hungry, they're excited, they're like, and they see success and it's like, I'm not turning back now.
That's right.
And they go through that growth, and that's usually in the first 5 years,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And that's fabulous. But past that, you see a lot of entrepreneurs and a lot of businesses crash and burn because that initial fire,
mm-hmm.
Okay, is just run its course.
Yeah.
And so I believe true entrepreneurs, you know, the ones that you hear about, the ones that you read about,
mm-hmm.
you know, the movers and shakers, they have a really big why.
Yeah.
They have a big purpose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay? And so, you know, in my instance, it was all about, okay, well, I've done this, and I can't believe I've done so well. Now I'm going to go and I'm going to get other people to freedom as well.
That's right.
That's a really big why, and that keeps you going.
And that's how you formed your Recon Consulting program.
That's exactly right.
So your business background as well there, your background in adult education and training, that kind of married up really beautifully.
Yeah, yeah. Well, my background, you know, it's I had that skill set. So, you know, I'm qualified in adult ed, and I was working in adult education, so I was working as a business trainer. So I had theoretical knowledge of business, and that was really great.
Yeah.
But nothing beats just going, doing it, learning in the trenches.
Oh, yeah. I don't believe you can really teach anyone business without having actually been in business.
That's right.
You know, that's when you hear these sort of like people who come straight out of university, have an MBA, and they, you know, do they really know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, theory versus practice is completely.
Exactly. But absolutely. You know, the fact that I'm an adult educator, I was able to basically put a very successful business, bottle it into a program, and, you know,
and teach it with confidence.
That's right.
Because you've been there. You've actually shot, like,
you taught
many, many entrepreneurs prior to, you know, even beginning this program.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That was, and that, you know, that's a real credit to you, obviously.
Thank you.
You know, you didn't just come straight in. You knew what you were doing, truly.
Thank you.
Well, look, thank you so much for chatting with me today. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
You know, truly, your ideas on entrepreneurism is inspiring. So, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.